Now to Queensland, where the state government has held talks about the future of the Adani coal mine, just as the Chinese backers of another major Galilee Basin project pull out. Senior Queensland bureaucrats met Adani executives today in a bid to fast-track approvals for the Central Queensland mine, as the Premier faces accusations her government has been delaying the process. This is despite the Queensland government approving a similar-sized mine during the election campaign, and the decision by the China Stone Mine that casts doubt over the economic viability of Australian coal exports. But today, the Queensland Premier said, "We are now on the cusp of opening up a brand new minerals province." Rachel Milley has our report.
Only 5 days have passed since the federal election. It seems less than a week is a long time in politics. Today, the Adani CEO, Lucas Dow, met the key decision makers in the Queensland government.
So this morning we met with the Coordinator General and the Department of Environment and Science. Pleased to say that it was a constructive meeting. All the parties were working towards obviously finalising the approvals and giving us certainty and enabling us to get on with the job of delivering jobs into regional Queensland.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk made the tactical U-turn yesterday, saying she was fed up with her own government's delays on the Adani approval process. The Premier continued her Action on Adani campaign this morning in Townsville, denying her intervention was political interference in the process.
You know, we have great opportunities here in Queensland and we want to capture them. And today's news is fantastic. And the fact that we are now on the cusp of opening up a brand new minerals province and, you know, bringing that online and the jobs that that will mean, I mean, there are jobs in all different industries in this state. And I want the best.
The Deputy Premier, Jackie Trad, risks losing her own inner Brisbane seat if the Adani mine goes ahead. But today, she was backing the Premier's decision to sit Adani down with the Environment Department.
Clearly, a message was delivered to Labor on the weekend, and we are listening to that message.
But the decision hasn't been supported by all parties. The mining union says the Premier's sudden rush to get the mine approved risks selling out workers. The State Secretary of the CFMEU Construction and General Division, Michael Ravbar, has issued a statement today.
Before Ms. Palaszczuk even thinks about pushing this project any further forward, she must extract ironclad guarantees from Adani that the mine will bring long-term, permanent jobs for Queenslanders and also procure the maximum possible amount of goods and services from local communities. Without such guarantees, we all know what will happen. Adani will ship in its construction workforce from India under so-called free trade provisions, while Australian engineers, construction workers and local suppliers miss out.
Martina Linen-Luca is a Professor of Environmental Finance at Macquarie Business School. She says the Queensland government needs to stop and think about the long-term future of jobs in the coal industry.
And I think that there's a very, very strong perception that large-scale mining is supporting regional jobs, and that also seems to have been a very, very strong factor in the election. However, and our research shows that very clearly, jobs in coal are definitely not for life. We will see investments in coal written down in as little as 10 years, and this will definitely affect the future viability of Adani's multi-billion dollar investment into the Carmichael mine, and it will also affect future jobs. So I think the policies that we are seeing at the moment are very, very short-term oriented.
Professor Linen-Luca says Australia is a big coal exporter right now, but global demand will plummet in the coming decade.
What we see at the moment is a very strong transition to clean energy and clean technology around the world. So, for example, our main coal exporting or importing countries, Japan and China, they are both reducing their demand for coal already. And we see the transition happening in these countries. Germany is another example. Germany has been in the transition process for close to 30 years now, is in the process of closing down its coal-fired power plants. So essentially, in all developed countries and also in some of the developing countries overseas, we see a very, very strong transition happening.
She says Australia is behind other developed countries in investment in renewable energy.
I mean, at the moment, we see some development of large-scale renewable resources, but I think Australia is still very much behind. Essentially overseas, we see much more investment happening at the moment, and this is happening definitely in very well-established technologies in solar and in wind. But overseas, we also see a lot of investment into alternative types. So, for example, into biofuels, into geothermal energy, into fuel cells, into battery storage technology. So we do not really see that same strong focus in Australia.
That's Professor Martina Linen-Luca from Macquarie Business School, ending that report by Rachel Mealy.